Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Barbara Treasure about her favorite film.
My favorite film is The Seven Samurai, Akira Kurosawa, 1954. I was 8 in 1954, and it was not showing in Baltimore. I finally heard of it when I was a teenager. I read about it in Time magazine. It was probably in a film festival in New York. I had no way to get to a film festival in New York. But I finally saw it in 1965 when I was 19. I was in my second year at Goucher College in Towson. I had hoped to go away to college, but I had three brothers and two sisters, and we were all going to college. My parents were determined, and they actually succeeded quite well in that. I was at Goucher College on a full tuition scholarship and scared to death that I would not keep a B average, which the scholarship required. So I was pretty careful about what I took. There was a course that was very, very difficult. It was called The Art of the Cinema, taught by the head of the art department, Professor Lincoln Johnson. No audits were ever permitted. He was not going to have a bunch of students sitting around his classroom watching movies and kicking back. But I had the dream job on campus. They paid me more than minimum wage to show films for courses and college events. And so they paid me to audit The Art of the Cinema for 3 years. Worked out. And I finally saw The Seven Samurai. In the 15th century in Japan, in the midst of several civil wars, a number of samurai have lost their master, their honor, their prestige, and their day job. They aren't samurai anymore. They are ronin. And to make matters worse, bandits are running freely around the country and terrorizing everybody, especially the farmers. So a group of poor farmers go looking for a samurai. And they find a number of samurai who are not interested in coming and helping the bandits defend themselves. And then they find this other guy. He is sitting by a small pond, having his head shaved. He has asked for the robes of a priest. A bandit has kidnapped a 7-year-old boy and barricaded himself and the boy in the barn for 24 hours. The boy is still crying, but he's hoarse. And everyone, especially his parents, are scared to death. So when the samurai has his head shaved and gets the priest's robes, he asks for 2 rice balls, and they bring those. And the samurai goes to the barn, persuades the bandit to open the door and accept the rice balls. The child is still screaming. The samurai walks in. Everyone becomes very quiet. The child stops screaming, and we wait. The bandit comes out, falls on the ground, dies. The child is fine. And the farmers crowd around the samurai and ask him to come and protect their village. And what follows is kind of it's Kurosawa's homage to the cowboy movie. He pulls together some colleagues. They sort of like each other. Not so much, some of them. They've got a fanboy hanger-on, fake samurai. And the farmers don't trust them. But the farmers become soldiers. They become able to defend themselves. The bandits come back. And there is an epic battle. three of the samurai survive. And the farmers are safe and they move on. The samurai go where they don't have to go, and they do what they don't have to do, and they share their strength for the benefit of people who don't trust them and who need their help. It is still my favorite film. I showed it in a brand new arena-style lecture hall, almost like this theater, maybe a third of the size. The projection booth raised up in the middle of the last three rows, like an open balcony. So I was in the middle of the class, and I was also above the class. I got to watch the juniors and seniors sweat blood and bullets trying to field Professor Johnson's questions. How is this film showing you time? No, not the script, not the text. There are no clocks in the scene. How is this film using sound to tell you about space? And there was more than one time when Professor Johnson would wait patiently and then answer the question himself. It opened film into its elements that theater and novels don't have. The moving picture. It changed the way I experienced film. Johnson had a reputation on campus for being very tough, being very demanding. Some people thought he was aloof. I got to know him very well in 3 years, taking his courses and showing the films for this one. He was an inspiring professor. Eventually, he was a generous mentor, and he was my kind friend for the rest of his life. And I had to find a way to earn some money so that I could have my own projector, film library, and screening room. And that was going to have something to do with art. But I knew I wasn't a good fit for teaching school. And at Goucher, I learned that there was a path in art therapy where art was in the service of helping someone communicate when words were just too difficult. And that was a great privilege. So I got to go where I didn't have to go and do what I didn't have to do and share my strength and learn to trust myself to do these things. And we all get to live my dream because we can all have VCRs, DVD players, streaming services, and our own film libraries. And I get to ride with the samurai whenever I want. Thank you.
That was a Stoop Story from Barbara Treasure about the epic drama The Seven Samurai and her professor, Lincoln Johnson. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop Podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on the record. You didn't really think winter weather was past, did you? Have a great weekend anyway.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!